Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to recognize Representative McCullough for House Bill 2167.
Clerk will read.
Senate amendments to House Bill 2167 by McCullough of the House and Sykes of the Senate, an act relating to state government.
Representative McCullough, you're recognized to explain the Senate amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, these were agreed to amendments. One simply takes this out of the Central Purchasing Act for the agency heads. It was and something that we put in there for the agency heads to give them some more leeway. The other takes the word reasonable time as far as a disclosure requirement and moves it to 120 days so that time will be definite. I move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on Senate amendments? Representative Brown, you're recognized for a question on the Senate amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative McCullough, so you're telling me that now an agency head does not have to go through the Central Purchasing Act as far as bidding out this process if he just wants to hire outside counsel?
That's correct.
Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I may have one or two. Representative, the amendments, the first couple of amendments, strike the language as far as time period. It says a reasonable time period, and it's replaced by 120 days. Since it's after the fact, why not change that from 120 days to 30 days?
That is that was an accommodation that they reached in the Senate, and I'm agreeable to that. If you'd like a more broad explanation, I'd be happy to offer that, as I'm wont to do.
Representative Morissette for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Maybe you can explain that in the debate part of the... Anyway, on to my second question. To be my colleagues over here. Anyway, I believe that the last amendment that's encompassed here on page 8, line 9.5, the new language there, is in direct conflict to your language in Section 7. Are you aware of that?
I do not believe there is a conflict.
Representative Inman, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative McCullough, I'm trying to understand if the language of the main bill is trying to shed light on the hiring practice of attorneys by state agencies, how does allowing agency heads to opt out of the Central Purchasing Act requirements shed light on that process?
All right, y'all asked for it. Now, here's the deal. I was trying to be as brief as I could. Right now, it is my understanding that agency heads, if they choose to procure outside legal services, contact the Attorney General's office, who provides them with a list. So the Attorney General is the individual who procures a list of attorneys at his discretion to supply to the agency heads, who then select that an individual off of that list with no competitive bidding process whatsoever. They may choose to do an RFP. They may not choose to do an RFP. However, off of this pre-approved list through another agency, they select the attorney and assign them the contract. Now, according what this bill would do would be to actually give more discretion to the agencies to select their outside counsel. However, they would be required to do an RFP process, at which point the person who is selected in the RFP process would be then posted on a website. And then after about 6 months, again after the proceedings had begun, so as to give the agencies plenty of time to have, you know, to start their whatever legal process they need to, if they need some confidentiality there, give them 160 days before the RFP is released or the names of the other individuals to who the RFP was released is then sent. So this actually is an improvement over the current process by requiring RFPs and giving the agency heads more discretion over the selection of the individual and requiring full transparency on who is selected.
Representative Wright, John, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative McCullough, does this get you entirely where you want to go this year?
Yeah, actually it does, because I had consulted with some of our agency personnel. I had really worked this bill over extensively and with our Senate author. Andrew Sykes, and I would love to give the agencies the opportunity to do the right thing. If in fact it still if it is demonstrated later on that in fact they're not complying, or there may be some things that appear to be non-arm's length transactions, there's plenty more teeth we can put into this bill. But this is, yes, this is exactly where I would like this bill to take us this year.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative McCullough moves adoption of Senate amendments on House Bill 2167. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, there will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Chair is preparing to close the queue. The following members will be recognized for debate. In opposition, Representative Morissette for 10 minutes, and in favor, Representative McCullough for 10 minutes. Representative Morissette, you're recognized for 10 minutes, 10 minutes in debate in opposition to adoption of Senate amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not going to take 10 minutes. I can see the energy level here today is rather low and flat, so we'll just mosey on down the line here. I opposed this bill the first time. I opposed it the second time. Matter of fact, I think it's worse now than we originally passed it out of here, and I'll tell you why. The language in the amendment about, and all this is very boring lawyer stuff, moving it from reasonable language to 120 days, reasonable period of time to 120 days is way too long. If we make this bill any better, we should move that from 120 days to a maximum of 30 days. This bill is called the known as the Private Attorney Retention Sunshine Act. The problem is there's no sunshine in it in the respect as follows. The amendment that came back from the Senate on page 8 reads as follows. I just want you all to hear the language and see what I mean. Contracts entered into pursuant to this act shall not be subject to the Oklahoma Central Purchasing Act, and the request for proposal process shall be subject to the discretion of the agency head or his or her designee. So much for sunshine.
Representative Morissette, would you please suspend for just a second? Members, the House will come to order. Please give your attention to Representative Morissette. Representative Morissette, you're recognized to continue your debate.
I know I'm boring everyone, but I'll liven it up here a little bit. If that's what we call sunshine, I'd hate to see what darkness is. If we're going to open this thing up to bidding, and then at the end of it, of course, this was the Senate. I will grant the representative this. This is an amendment that came out of the Senate. So I'm asking you all to reject it. Still pass the bill, but reject these amendments, especially this last one. If the idea here is to give leeway to agency heads, that's a very, meritorious goal. But isn't the idea to protect the taxpayer first? We're going to have bidding. Let's make it a bid process like we would purchasing desk, books, et cetera, et cetera. This language on page 8, contracts entered pursuant to shall not be subject to the Oklahoma Purchasing Act, is directly opposite to the idea of openness and sunshine. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever rationale one can say that give agency heads leeway, big deal. We're supposed to be the ones protecting the public trust, not giving leeway to non-elected agency heads. There's this movement out here that lawyers are making too much money. Well, if they are, then don't let an agency head hire and fire or whoever they wish to choose, a list they wish to choose from. It's a contradiction. And finally, I mentioned to the representative that this new added language is in contradiction to the present language on page 8, line 7. It says on page 8, nothing in the Private Attorney Retention Sunshine Act shall be construed to expand the authority of any state agency or state agent to enter into contracts where no such authority previously existed. Well, if you pass the amendment, then it's in contradiction to the language that's already in there. Reject the amendment, folks. Let's rewrite this thing. If you want to pass the bill, that's fine, but I urge you to reject the amendments. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Morissette. Representative McCullough, you're now recognized for 10 minutes, 10 minutes in closing debate in favor of adoption of the Senate amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully disagree with about 99% of what my colleague from Oklahoma City said, except that there is some accommodation there for agency heads. It passed the Senate 44-0. I move adoption.
Members, you've heard of the debate. Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Members, you've heard of the debate on the adoption of the Senate amendments. Clerk will activate the machine for a division. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? The chair is preparing to close. Representative Liebman votes aye. Representative Shumate votes no. Representative Brown votes no. Representative Peters votes aye. Representative Thompson Todd votes. Representative Shelton votes no. Representative McCaffrey votes no. There's been a request for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? Declare the vote.
52 aye, 34 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the Senate amendments to House Bill 2167 to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 2167 by McCullough of the House and Sykes of the Senate, an act relating to state government.
Representative McCullough moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Shelton votes no. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes no. Representative Pittman votes no. Representative McCaffrey votes no. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Treblecock, Representative Sears, Representative Thompson Mike, Representative Duncan, Representative Watson, Representative Dorman, Representative Thompson Mike votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
57 aye, 39 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.